Soriel top 10. Oh, you can keep it going. I can listen to the whole song.
What song was that?
Well, I cheated because you already told me what it was, but
Fleetwood Mac, Rihanna. So, on the text machine, yes, apparently it is working because so many of you have texted in and allowed me to know that it was working. One text said aloha. So, I'm thrown off by that. Are you actually calling from Hawaii or texting from Hawaii? Because we always are looking for the farthest away listener. I do know that Rob, who used to listen to us on the West Coast, moved to Honolulu. I don't recognize Rob's number, so I'm not sure. But it would be, what, like 4 in the morning or some ridiculous number there? So, yeah. So, 6007, please elaborate. We have a special guest this morning, Mr. Francois Ransom. I've known him for quite a long time. He is... he's an inventor. Good morning, Mr. Ransom. How are you?
Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
I am very well, thank you. I know what your product is, but for someone who's uninitiated, and mind you, this is radio, so we don't have the visual, tell us what it is.
Well, when I first invented it, I actually called it the all-sport training suit. And, of course, for me, I coached football with kids for a long, long time, about 20 years. Most recently, major spring select tackle, getting freakishly talented 14 and 15-year-olds ready for major high school football. And so when I looked around 12 years ago, I just didn't see anything that you could functionally train in from a resistance training standpoint. So because of that, I decided to create my own product.
So back in the day before your product, they would use the parachute for resistance training and bungee cords, that sort of thing, right?
That's correct. Matter of fact, I just left the CSCCA convention, which is the National Strength Coaches Convention, that was in Kansas City, Missouri several weeks ago. And when the strength coaches saw it up on the mannequin, they absolutely loved it. And according to them, they don't like the parachute anymore. They're getting away from that. They don't like the resistance bands necessarily because they say when they hold it, the kid's all over the place. The biggest thing they don't like is the weight vest because according to strength coaches I've talked to over the last 8-9 years, they've had a lot of back injuries from them. It moves too much. It shifts. You have to take the weight in and out. It's just a headache.
So how is your suit different than a weight vest?
Well, the suit is full body resistance training. It has 1.25 pounds on each pec, and then it has 1.25 pounds on each side of the upper back over the shoulder blades. So no weight on the spine, no weight around the waist, and especially no weight on the small of the back. And then you have 2.5 pounds that's wrapped on each thigh, but it comes well above the knee, so we don't have to have those patella tendon conversations.
So you put on the suit and you go work out, you do your regular workout, or is there a specific workout because of the suit?
Because of the functionality of it, you can do anything in it. You can mow the yard in it. You can walk the dog in it. You can clean the house in it. You can even wear it up under your clothes and nobody even knows you have it on.
Wow.
So just walking in it, you're getting a workout. And the application is really to every sport because we're specifically talking about strength and conditioning during the off season. So a basketball team can literally scrimmage 5-on-5 in the 10-pound suit.
Now, so a couple of things come to mind. Tell us a little bit about the science here. This is a sports medicine show. Has this been proven successful?
As a matter of fact, it has. Texas Wesleyan University did all my testing for me. And I have to throw a shout-out to them. Joe Prudhomme, head football coach, Paul Duckworth, defensive coordinator. They were actually together for 15 years at Nolan Catholic High School, where they won 7 state championships in 10 years. And then when Wesleyan got their football program back several years ago, they decided to go and make an effort to revive it. So they absolutely loved it. Matter of fact, they're preparing to put their entire football team in it during the offseason. And from what I was told, they're going to incorporate it into all of their sports at Texas Western.
All right, so we're obligated to talk about this, and I want your spin on it. We are in Texas, and it is hot. Yesterday was today is the longest day of the year. And when one trains with a suit in the form of an undergarment, heat exhaustion is a problem. What's your spin on this?
Well, in thinking about that, the suit is Japanese neoprene. The weight variants are imported from Malaysia, and it's made in Pakistan. And so what I did was is I designed it where it was sleeveless, number one, because I wanted more air circulation because it was neoprene. And I didn't want to interrupt, let's say, the throwing motion of a quarterback during the offseason, the shooting motion of a basketball player, the hitting motion of a tennis player. And so I did that. In addition to it, I also meshed it all the way around so you get more air circulation through it because it is neoprene. So even training outside in the heat, obviously, even if you were shorts and T-shirts in Texas heat, you wouldn't want to be out there at 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So it'd be more advantageous to train in the morning or in the evening. But from my research and talking to a lot of coaches, kids can heat up in the wintertime just like they can in the summer.
So we're very, very careful with your suit or anybody else's for that matter to make sure that they're well hydrated and heat is monitored.
Correct. And most kids at the high school level, even in a lot of cases at the college level, you have to constantly stay on them about hydration. Because you should be hydrated long before you get to practice, not up on arrival.
I agree. All right, so what programs are looking at this now?
Well, I mean, we've got, I mentioned Texas Wesleyan. I met with the strength coaching staff at the convention. University of Utah is looking at them also. The starting quarterback going into this fall for Plano Senior High School, Oliver Towns, is already training in the suit. Also, the starting Mike linebacker for Plano Senior High School. Those coaches are real good friends of mine. We go back probably 18 years. And the AD, Gerald Brents, is a really good friend of mine. We go all the way back long before he became AD in Plano when he was the head football coach at Plano Senior High School. So it's picking up steam very quickly. We actually launched it on Thursday of this week, and the press release should go out probably between now and Wednesday.
What's the name of the website so people can go to it? We're going to put it on our Facebook page as well.
Appreciate that. UniversalPerformance.net, www.UniversalPerformance, all together, just like it sounds, .net. As of end of business Monday, it'll also be available on Target.com. And over the next month or two, we anticipate it being available in Dick's, Walmart. So, God is blessing it, and it's moving very, very quickly.
Well, listen, Mr. Ransom, thank you so much for telling us a little bit about this. We appreciate it. On Inside Sports Medicine, we always like to highlight innovative products, and good luck with it. Make sure the kids know to stay hydrated. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All righty.
You know, just listening to him and everything, at Texas, all the things you brought up, we did, right? I wore the weight vests at Texas. I did the parachutes at Texas. We did the bungee with my teammate behind me pulling me. You know, we've seen the product. And, some people say, is it a better mousetrap? Yeah, it may be better. What's the concern?
Easier. It's an easier.
Easier for who? Because there's equipment managers out there going, son of a gun. I got 100 son of a guns of these that I got to go wash and aerate and clean and infection control and hang and dry and God dang it. And, there's a lot of upset folks with that. So a few things I would absolutely do with them. I think with wearable technology nowadays, I think you got to have temperature sensors in there. Yep. And at some point, the science is getting so good. I think you could have that. You could be measuring temperatures.
Core body temperature.
You got to be very careful putting folks in neoprene sleeves, especially in Texas. I think this will be a tool in the toolbox for sleeveless strength and conditioning coaches.
Yes. But let me ask, let me ask you scientific questions. So you did the bungee, you did the parachute, you did all that stuff. You've obviously seen Mr. Ransom's suit at our office a couple of times. Does this stuff work?
It's hard to
define work.
Well, that's saying
I don't know.
Increase performance.
Does it do what they're touting it to do? Should I be running, pulling a parachute?
It is almost nearly impossible for them to. What they would have to do is they would have to take the product to, let's say, a high school 6-week program in the suit. Some group 6-week program. The other kids without the suit,
with no other training.
They would have to do the same training program or something. You know, you'd have to have a control group. You'd have to do these pretty rigorous studies, and again, that costs money. This guy's a sole proprietor. You know what I mean?
But you did it. You ran with the bungee cords. With a parachute. Did it help?
Again, it's all different things that strength conditioning coaches. I don't know if sprinting and running, could I have done that and worked on form versus doing that versus resistance? Yes, I think it does, because all these places do it. That's the way. So to go to the basic science. How do you make a muscle grow? You have to provide resistance to it. If you provide a little more resistance with running or pushing a sled or etc.
Right.
I'm gonna date myself in a really, really bad way now. But I'm more than twice as old as both of you guys. You remember the medicine ball?
Oh, yeah. The medicine ball's
still around, man.
Okay, all right. Was that the beginning of what we're talking about now?
Probably. Look, here's what I like about it. It's functional.
It's functional.
Yeah. It's functional. When I was in high school and I was playing basketball and my goal was to dunk the ball,
Remember the shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah, with the heel in the front of it.
How many times
did people roll ankles on that?
Yeah, people run around your neighborhood in those things.
Yeah. But I remember squatting, but my vertical never really got higher. Once I just started jumping, more every day to try to, to try to dunk. And eventually that's what got my vertical higher.
And
so
there you go.
There's something in and functional.
That's why you tore your Achilles.
That's
that
right.
We're talking high school. Why
dude,
you gotta be
you
bringing
not
up?
Think that that had anything to do with?
Leave that man alone.
It's
that man
cumulative.
Used his body
it's
to the full
flag
extent.
On the plate.
Yeah, flag
on
you,
Doc.
I'm okay with Ballard tearing his Achilles.
You started jumping, and then 10 years later, you tear your Achilles.
Hey man,
okay.
You don't want to die with a bunch of money in the bank. You want to wear out your tendons. You want
he
to
just
use
wants
them.
To talk yeah. about how the no. fact that my Achilles looked like it absolutely exploded was one of the worst ones he'd ever seen. He
it
put
was.
It back
Look,
together.
To,
and I'm playing basketball. Thank you
amen.
Again, by the way.
Amen.
But
Look, you talk to physical therapists. You talk to strength conditioning coaches. Gyms are becoming less equipment heavy. Yeah. It is more about functional movement.
Yep.
It is more about getting off that table, that
right.
exam table, and doing things in functional movement patterns.
Yes, because and putting resistance in a functional movement, I think, is good because it gets you stronger. It'll get you quicker in the actual movement that you need with whatever sport that you're doing.
All right, quick little break on Inside Sports Medicine. Dr. Soriel, Dr. Mayer, Dr. Ballard, 855-787-1033. The next couple of segments, we're going to take your calls. If you have questions about knee, shoulder, back, ankles, this is your time to call. These are the segments that are designated for that. 855-787-1033. 21,000 is the text machine number. You can ask us or comment via text as well. 21000, start off with the four letters ESPN. We will review these texts during the break. We're coming right back.